You have your Bible, turn this evening to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, we want to begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Verse 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, on moving forward with a childlike faith. Moving forward with a childlike faith. A childlike faith. Now, that's a child's trust. That's a child's faith. And moving it, you know, you can take a little kid and you can tell them something and they believe you. They don't even question it. Amen? Amen. That's just childlike faith. That's just taking it at its word. And you know, that's what we're supposed to do to God. We're supposed to just take Him at His word. Amen? And we see here the Bible speaking, and He says, "My son." Now we know that this is Solomon's writing this, and he's writing to his son. Amen? So we see that as he's writing here in the Proverbs, he's given these little nuggets of wisdom. And he says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Amen? So as the Lord speaks to us, He says, if we'll just keep the Lord's commandments, we'll stay with God, everything will be okay. Everything will work out from then on because God's hand will be in it. When we start looking for the guidance and leadership of the Lord, amen, the Lord begins to intervene in such spectacular ways that you can't even imagine. We can't fathom how big and how good God is. Amen? And so we take so much for granted this world, amen, but when we go to expect God to be God, and not just put Him in our little God box that we have, and you know, we'll open it up and we'll chat with Him a little bit if we get into a bind. No, we get caught up in some kind of situation, a hardship comes, then we'll take Him out, you know, and try to see if we can get a little bit of something, get a little bit of help to get us over that hump. Amen. Ain't that what we do? Amen. Help me. But when we have God and we allow Him to be the Lord of our lives, He takes charge, amen? And when He's large in charge, praise God, things happen. Things are different when God is in charge. He says, "For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you, to thee." Amen? When we begin to trust the Lord and follow His commandments, He said, that's where we can pick up some longevity. Amen? You young people, if you want a long life, praise God, be good to your mom and daddy. Treat them with respect. Treat them with love. If you want a long and prosperous life, because God said that's what He'll give, a long, prosperous life to those that are respectful and obedient to their parents. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He promised. But He said, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." He gives us directions to just stay close to God. That's what He's saying. Just stay close to God. Stay close to His Word. Put it in your heart. Write it on a table, in a tablet of your heart. Amen. Praise God. Where you'll have it in time of need. Like we was talking about a while ago, they're talking about banning the Bible. They're talking about taking the Bible out of a whole state. Amen. You know, in America, we'd say, well, that never happened. Ain't no way. Well, guess what? There is a way. And they're trying to make it happen right now. But praise God, I hope Americans have enough sense to rise up and say, you know what? This fellow's crazy. We got to get him out of there. That's what we got to start doing. We got to start putting some of these politicians down the road and vote in somebody, praise God, that's going to stand for godly principles. Amen. Something that's right. Some stance on moral convictions. Amen. We need moral convictions. There's a lot of people say, well, I've got morals, but if you don't have moral convictions, you ain't got nothing. But when we stand upon moral conviction, praise God, it takes us just a little bit farther. It gives us a place to start and a place to keep going, even in the lives that we live. Amen. He said in verse 4, says, "So thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." So He said when we do the things that God requires, when we take the Lord and go with God, amen, when we make Him exclusive in our lives. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about making Him first and foremost. Putting God on top of everything else. Amen. Seeking His face in everything we do, the decisions we make. When we get up, we pray that God will be with us and He'll help us through the day. When we pillow our head, that He'll watch us through the night. Amen. That's putting God, making Him a priority. I wonder how many of us truly make God a priority in our lives. Amen. God help us. We need to. He said, but if we'll do that, He said, so thou shalt find favor and good understanding inside of God and man. He said, we'll have, in other words, what He's saying, Brother Buzz, we'll have good success if we'll just stay with God. Because He knows what we need. He knows where we need to be. He knows how we need to get there, praise God. And He promised to help us all along the way. Amen. Said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He won't take you halfway and leave you to figure it out. Amen. He'll show you all the way to the end of the way, praise God, and He will be with Him in the way. Because He is the way, praise God. We'll know that. And so that's what He's telling us here, if we'll just put our trust in the Lord. He tells us that in verse 5. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Amen. The whole essence of our being, praise God, needs to have trust in God. Now I'm just telling you, as your pastor, we're gonna have to buck up and get in the book and be ready, because this thing's gonna get ugly. I'm afraid before we get out, He said it's going to wax worse and worse, and then the end. He didn't say it'd wax worse and worse, then it'd get better and better. Bible, that's not Bible. Now, I know we got some people that believe in it, and it's just going to get better and better, and then there's going to be a utopia on earth and all that good stuff, but that's not Bible. They can't show me where that is. Amen. He said it's going to wax worse and worse, and in the end. The Lord said it's going to be as it was in the days of Noah. And the Lord said it's going to be as it was in the days of Lot. Amen? That's just that discernment, that just disregard of God and godliness. And He said, it's coming. It's already here. Amen? We've got whole groups of people that's rejecting God, don't want nothing to do with God. Hey, we got liberal schools today, colleges where they're teaching our kids, instructing their kids to forget it, put it away from you, and be your own person. You don't need mama, you don't need daddy, you don't need God, and you surely don't need the Bible. Amen? They're teaching them that. I tell you, young, you parents, you'd be better off sending your kid to a good technical school, get them trained to do a job, praise God, and forget about these four-year colleges. Amen? I'm just telling you, all they're doing is doctrinating them in the things of the devil. Now, I know if they want to go in to be a doctor, a lawyer, or something, then they've got to do that. If they don't know what they want to do, praise God, you'd be better off get them a trade. Amen? And then they can go get them a job, and they can go to work. Amen. And they'll be able to work while they're doing it. Praise God. They'll train them in that trade. Amen. They'll put their hands to work. Amen. Idle mind is the devil's workshop. And you get kids out there, praise God, and you get them idle and sitting with idle mind, praise God, the devil will play havoc with them. And that's what these liberals is counting on, as you just give your children to them, let them indoctrinate them in the things they want to teach them, praise God, in this progressive way, and they'll progress them right into the devil's house. Amen. They'll take them right down the wrong road. But God says if we'll stay with God, He said He'll progress us. We can move forward. We can move ahead with a childlike faith. Just put all our faith, our trust in the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Amen. Now that's unreservedly. Give our whole life, our whole body, our soul, our strength, our mind, everything to God. Amen. Just admit, praise God. You know what's wrong with pride? Try to keep us from admitting that He's God and we're not. Amen. 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 Pride will keep us from it. Praise God. He is God and I'm not. Amen. I'm just a mortal man. I'm apt to mess up and sin and get do stupid stuff. But praise God, He's God and He's never made a mistake. And so I'm just going to commit myself to Him to best to my ability as long as I'm living this flesh. Praise God. And I'm just going to let God be God. And I'm going to ask Him to be my God, to bring me along, help me, praise God, in a childlike faith. Why? Because the Bible says, trust the Lord with all thine heart. Unreservedly, just put all my trust, all my faith, brother, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All that I am is because of Him. If it wasn't for Him, I'd probably be one of these that was doped up, laid up in a gutter somewhere, just almost, may have been already in hell. But because Lord Jesus Christ seemed fit to come where I was when I couldn't get to Him, He reached down to where I was, lifted me out of that muck and that mire, put my feet upon a solid foundation. Praise God, I've run around all the way to the edge of it a time or two, Brother Rick, but praise God, I've never fell off. Amen. Amen. He's always caught me, praise God, just in time. Amen. I could have been just as bad. Amen. There ain't a doubt in my mind. I could have been just as bad as the biggest dope head in Buncombe County. But God Almighty seen fit, praise God, to reach down and touch it, not only in my head, but in my heart, praise God, and brings me to Him. He won't leave me to myself. Amen. Thank God that He's never left me to myself. Self gets me in trouble. That fella I shave every morning in front of the mirror, he's the biggest problem I have. Amen. That person whose hair you comb as you stand in front of that mirror, that's the biggest problem you have. But when we submit ourselves to God in a childlike faith, believing in God, praise God, He'll take us up and He'll take us along and He'll do everything for us that's needed.
Amen.
You can't outgive God. He owns it all. Amen. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. And He owns the little old hills that they roam on, praise God.
Amen.
It's all His. Hey, I got a little old shack on top of the hill over there, praise God, that God done give to me, but it ain't mine, it's His.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God, I got it. I got it. We prayed about it. We bought it. Didn't know how we'd pay for it. Amen. Wasn't making a whole lot of money at the time. Hadn't been married but a few years. Had a young one or two. Praise God. But you know what? God Almighty said, I'll take care of this for you. You know what He did? Amen. Financed it for 20 years. Amen. Praise God. On the payment plan. But you know what my God did, praise God? He gave me the advantage, glory God, that in eight years, just a little over 8 years, praise God, we paid it off. Amen. Went down there bank, but made that last payment, praise God. Amen. Said, you know what happened? Said, boy, you paid it off quick. Said, no, God did. Amen. You know why? Because He said, I know where you're going to need to be. I know what you're going to need to do down the road just a little bit. See, I didn't know what He's going to do, but He did.
Amen.
Amen. He said, you know what, I'm just going to move ahead just a little bit. I'm going to take care of this now so that you can do something later on. Amen. Well, because that's God. When we trust Him with a childlike faith, praise God, He takes care of things.
Amen.
What does He need to take care of for you tonight? Huh? What's holding you back tonight, keeping you from just trusting Him with a childlike faith? Say, you know what, you're God and I'm not. You're able and I ain't. You can and I can't. Amen. Because you are God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And hey, if we get that attitude day after, not just today. Hey, you know what? I figured out something, Brother Rick. It's easy to have that attitude when you're sitting on a pew.
Right.
Man of God's a preaching at you. Holy Ghost of God's a speaking to you. And it's easy to sit on a pew and say, you know what? Praise God, I can do that. Amen. When I, from now on, have you ever done that? have you ever done that? Amen. But then what happens in a few minutes, we get up off the pew and we go out the door. And it ain't as easy to do it out there as it is in here. Amen. But praise God, when we commit ourselves, put our faith, our trust in the Lord, and say, you know what, God, here I am. I'm yours, praise God. Here I am, send me. Here I am, Lord, I'll go. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may look like Isaiah back in over in Isaiah 6, you, after a while, you may say, Lord, how long? Amen. You may even say, Lord, why me? Amen. But when we put our trust in, praise God, we know at the end the result is going to be for His glory. Amen. That we can come along and take a few folk with us. That we can lift up the name of Jesus, praise God, that name above all names, that name by which every man must be saved. And when we begin to lift it up, praise God, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. I won't say there's a drawing power in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's why they don't like you to use it. You can go out and you can talk about God and you can talk about gods and all day long. It don't bother nobody. Amen. I've been sent to hospital stuff and be talking about God, just how good God is. Boy, people's right there with you. But they're just a grinning and a smiling. Boy, they're right there with you when you're talking about God, how good God is. But you ever notice you start mentioning the name of Jesus? Amen. You say, boy, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, I'd be lost in hell. And boy, they'll start easing away. They'll start scooting away from you. They get offended real easy when you start talking about Jesus. Especially when you start talking about Jesus and hell. Amen. He came seeking to save that that was lost. Praise God. Keep them out of hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come to where they was at. Come to where I was at. I couldn't get to him. My arm wasn't long enough. I couldn't reach up and get a hold of it. Hey, I thought about it. I'd like to have, praise God, but I couldn't. But praise God, on that Wednesday night, 1976, he reached down to where I was and he got a hold of me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I ain't been the same since. Amen. I think when he jerked me out of there, praise God, he plucked something out. Amen. I'm not that man. I'm not that person I used to be, praise the Lord. You know what? I'm not that person I'm going to be either. He may pluck something out because he wanted to put something in.
Amen.
And he come to load my cart, praise God, give me what I needed for his glory. But see, if we come with a childlike faith, well, I'm never going to get through the day so much in here. I can never preach it. Amen. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Are you trusting him tonight? I mean, trust the Lord with all your heart. Committed everything to him. Amen. So when the car breaks down, amen, when the septic tank gets stopped up, things start backing up, amen, he said, but Lord, amen, say, Lord, you've got a problem. This stuff here that you've got, it's messing up. This stuff here that you've got that you've let me use, amen, it's malfunctioning. And Lord, you allowed men to create this mess. How about sending somebody along to fix it? Amen. Hey, I've done that, praise God. You know what? It ain't long before somebody will show up. Amen. Somebody come along and say, well, what's that? Oh, that's, oh, I know what's wrong with that. Just a minute, praise God. God done sent somebody to take care of that. Amen. Praise God. Financially in a bind, I just don't know what you're going to do about getting a situation, praise the Lord. And all of a sudden, God just shows up in a big way and says, you know what? I got that too. Amen. Except because he says, it's all mine anyway. I'll just give you a little extra. Praise God. Just what he does. Because he's God. Amen. And when we trust him with a childlike faith, it makes all the difference. But he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. So what he says is not to rely on our understanding. Let me say this. There's a lot of things in this world I don't understand. There's crazy stuff in this world. Just put it bluntly. I don't know nothing about. I can't understand it. I can't comprehend it. I can't get my mind. But you know what? God ain't up there going, my goodness. Twiddling his thumbs, worrying, rubbing his hands, trying to figure it out. God knows exactly what's happening in America. God knows exactly what's happening in our schools. God knows exactly what's happening in our churches. But I won't say God knows exactly what's happening in our homes. I won't say God knows exactly what's happening in you and I. Amen. It ain't took him by surprise. He knows it. Amen. So I'm not going to trust and might rely on my understanding. I'm just going to trust that God knows me. And I'm going to trust him to take care of me. Amen. I'm going to trust him to do for me what I can't do for myself. All for his glory. Bless his holy name. Amen. And he says in verse 6, now this is the verse I want to get to. Amen. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So in all your ways, everything. Amen. I preach this all the time. One of these days you're going to get it. Amen. In everything, just acknowledge God. Recognize God. He's in everything. Amen. God is in everything. There's nothing that's in your life that's too small for God. Don't you ever think there's things that's too, well, I ain't going to bother God with that. I want to say, pray God, it is not a bother to God. It's all His. He takes care of His stuff. He gets honor and glory from taking care of his stuff. And when we acknowledge that he's doing what he does best, praise God, it brings glory to his name.
Amen.
So he says in all these things, just acknowledge God. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Amen. So when we're going along, praise God, in the path, he said, if we'll go along, he'll direct our path. He'll show us which way to go. Sometimes I don't know. I'll be honest, sometimes I get to a place, get to a crossroads in my life, and I'm like, Lord, I need some help. I mean, there's two different ways I can go right here, and I need you to help me, show me, guide me. You know what? He'll come through the Holy Spirit of God, speak to my heart, and I'll take off down the road. And glory be to God, and I think, and I don't know. It don't seem like this is the way I ought to be going. But I get down there just a little ways further, and it starts looking better. And I start realizing, praise God, why God's got me going this direction. Amen. And then I realize, you know, with just a childlike faith, I begin to say, you know what? Lord, I think I know what you're doing. I thank you for showing me the way. He begins to lead me in that way. And I just begin to lift up my voice and begin to give Him praise and honor and glory for all He does. Because see, He knows where we're at in all phases of our life. Whatever phase we're going through, we all got phases in our life. We got little things that we go through, different directions that we have to pursue. Amen. He's also in all areas of our life. He's in our work. He's in our homes. He's in our churches. He's in our life in the world. Praise God. All Asia, all phases, all areas. He's got it all covered.
Amen.
Amen. He's like the great umpire from heaven. Praise God. If we'll let Him, He'll call the shots and He'll call them all right. Praise God. He'll direct her. That's what Job said. He said, we need an umpire. We need somebody that'll call the shot. Praise God. And he said, oh, wait a minute. He said, we've got God. He calls the shot. We just got to be listening so we can find a direction. Praise God. And then when we realize that God's in charge, we just begin to give Him praise. We begin to lift up the name of God and praise His name. That's what David did. Look at, I'll read it to you. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. They went and got the Ark of the Covenant. They brought it into the tent that David had set up for it. And it says in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 7, it said, then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Now, Asaph was one that took care of the music. He said, giving thanks unto the Lord, calling upon His name, making known His deeds among the people. David was praying. He wasn't bragging on himself for going out bringing in the Ark of Covenant. He was bragging on. He was bragging on God. He was bragging on the God of the Ark. Praise the Lord. He said, "Sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face." Continually. Amen. David was singing out. He said, praise God, God's so good. Just being near the ark, it just blesses my heart. He said, I'm just going to go ahead and praise the Lord ahead of time. Amen. Even before they break it, even as they bring it in, David was praising God for what God had already done. Bless your name. But that's what we do whenever we follow God with a childlike faith. Man, we just trust Him. In our childlike faith, praise God, knowing that He knows exactly the cause that we have, praise God, why we do what we do. And He just blesses us because He can. Amen. When we trust in the Lord, acknowledge all His ways. Praise God. That's what Paul would say. He said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul would say it this way. He said, be ye followers of God as dear children. Amen. He said, in other words, just move forward with God with a childlike faith. Little children don't question it. Amen. Mia can get up on a wall. And I mean, it can weigh, okay? And I can say, Mia, jump, Papa will catch you. You know what she'll do, Brother Bud? She'll fling out in the air. Amen. She will. Childlike faith. But she believe Papa said, Mia, I'll catch you, pray. So she just jumps. Amen. That's what we ought to do, praise God, with a childlike faith, praise God. Just be imitators of God. That's what He said, be ye followers of God as dear children. That word follower is means to be imitators. Just imitate the goodness of God, praise God. Look unto God who gives us all the things that we need, praise God, day by day, and realize that we can give back as we go. Amen. There's a lot of people in the world that they're canners. They get all they can all they get. Try to hoard it up themselves. When you start taking the good things of God, amen, realizing how God's blessed you, and you begin to give back, glory to God, God just begins to give more. Because you can't outgive Him. Amen. And He begins to manifest Himself to us. Amen. That's why Paul would say in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, Paul said it this way. He said, be careful for nothing. In other words, he said, don't hold back. Amen. He said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Now watch this. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. He said, your prayers and supplications, those things that you pray for, those supplications, those things that you need. He said, just go ahead and pray with faith, believe it, ask God. He said, and ask Him with thanksgiving. He said, just go ahead and praise first, just as if you've already got it. Amen. What's He talking about? He's talking about having a childlike faith. Just to pray. Bible says if we pray believing, amen. We got to pray believing that we have it. Amen. And it, just like God's already given it to us. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, amen, believing, you shall receive. Amen. What's wrong is our faith ain't real big. Our faith is adult faith. Used to it was childlike faith. It was little faith, but praise God, it was just faith. It was just unreserved faith, praise God. We just jumped out, trust God, and said, you know what? Mama said, you know what? I'm baking cookies in the oven in about 5 minutes. How long? In 5 minutes, they'll be done. Amen. Mia stayed with me Monday and Tuesday, and she felt bad. She's had this old bug or something. Yesterday about 1 o'clock, she asked me, she felt bad. When she feels bad, she'd rather have Grandma than Papaw. Amen. That's the way kids are. They'd rather have grandmas than papaws when they're sick. Now, if they're not sick, they'd rather have papaw than grandma. Papaw's more fun, amen. But even though grandma buys her everything and plays with her and has papaw has tea parties with her, but it's all about grandma when they're sick. About 1 o'clock yesterday, she asked me, she said, Papaw? I said, yeah, man. She said, when's grandma coming home? I said, when she gets off work. She said, how long is that, Papaw? I said, it's about 4 hours, and she gets off, and she'll be home about 5:30. So it's about 4.5 hours, and she'll be here. Amen? She thought about that a minute. She said, 4.5? I said, yeah, because she's 4. She understands 4 now. She said, yeah. I said, yeah. So you know what I did? We had to do some errands and stuff, come back, got to the house, and she said, Papaw, I thought you said Grandma's going to be home in 4 hours. I said, 4.5. Amen? I said, she's getting off right now. She'll be home in a few minutes. Amen. She said, okay. Just childlike faith. She trusted what I was saying to be true. Amen. Just like if Grandma had cookies in the oven, she said, Mia, in 5 minutes, them cookies going to be ready. In 5 minutes, Mia's going to be in there. Grandma, are the cookies ready yet? That's childlike faith. Grandma said it, so praise God, it's got to be true. But I want to say, praise God, if God says it, praise God, I guarantee you it's true. Amen. We can believe with childlike faith. Take what God tells us. Amen. Realize that it is true because God said it. With childlike faith. Amen. Believing. Bless His holy name. So we can move forward with childlike. How do we do it? Step by step. There are 4 steps. Or 1-2 steps at a time. 1 step at a time. Pray God before we get to where we need to be with God. Let me just give you about 4 steps right quickly. Amen. Realizing that God does have a plan. Moving forward with childlike faith is because of God's plan. In 2 Peter 3:9, the Bible says this, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God has a plan. Number one, His plan is He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So the first thing in the step in God's plan is realizing God come to seek and save that's lost, that none should perish. Amen. So the first step in God's plan is trust Him to keep you from perishing. Now that word perish means to make void or useless, to none effect. So what He's saying here, He said that He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. And we all should repent, amen, of our sin, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved. So first step in God's plan is just to be saved. To put our faith and trust in the Lord. To believe on Him. To trust and rely on and hear to what God is telling us, what He's showing us, praying as the gospel, as the truth. Amen. Absolute truth. Amen. And it moves you just a little further. A little step closer, amen, to following, moving forward with childlike faith. Amen? Not only is it His plan, but it's His promise. Now, see, here He said the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. You know, God's made us some promises. some great, exceedingly, Bible says, precious promises that God has given us. And you know what? He's not going to renege on one of them. God's going to fulfill every promise He ever made. In this old King James Bible, all 66 books, every promise He made us, He'll keep. Amen. You can take it to the bank, praise God. It's better than money. It's real. It's true, praise God. It's something that you can count on. Praise the Lord. But He gave us a plan. He gave us a promise. Amen. He said that the Lord's not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. So God will fulfill His promise. Amen. What He promised, He would do. He says in John chapter 6, verse 37, He said, "Him that cometh unto me, cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." He says, all those that'll come to me, He said, I'll receive them. He said, I'll hold on to them. He said, I'll keep them. Amen. He said, I'll not let them go. They won't have to worry about being lost. I feel sorry for people that believe that you can be saved one day and lost the next. I have to wonder about that. What would you have to do in order to be lost? Well, preacher, if you committed a sin, you'd be lost. Really? Well, what sin would it be? Well, you know, would it be lying? Would it be cussing? Would it be, what sin would it be that would be a sin that would make you lost again if you've truly been born again? And if you truly have to be saved again, then the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is not sufficient to keep you. But see, my problem is, I'm not the one that's keeping me. See, I'm trusting in the shed blood of Calvary. I'm trusting in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's keeping me. It's been applied to my life.
Amen.
Amen. It directs my path, praise God. It shows me the way to go. It keeps me close to God. Now, I can understand people lose it if they never had it. These people have got a profession with no possession. Amen. They've made a profession, but they don't have the Lord in their hearts. I can see where they would say, well, preacher, there's a lot of people that make professions, but they're not, they're back out in the world, they're doing the things, and it don't bother them. Well, then they're lost. If you go back in the world and do things you used to do, it's ungodly, it's, you know, it's ungodly, praise God, then you're lost. Because God will convict your heart if you're saved. Amen. He'll bring you back, or He'll take you out. Amen. I believe all my heart He'll convict you. And before He'll let you bring a reproach on His name and on His church, He'll take you out of here. I believe we've seen it right here in this community. Amen. I believe so. I believe all my heart we've seen it right here in this community. We've seen people, I believe, that were saved, but they were just called up in stuff that was was way bigger than they are, and they wouldn't let God take care of it. And God just finally said, that's enough. Amen. I preached at a fellow's funeral, praise God, and people sat there like, but it's truth. Amen. We have to be trusting in the Lord, realizing what He's able to do. He comes seeking to save that was lost. And He said, oh, He wouldn't lose nothing that come to Him in repentance. Praise God. Not one that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. The promise. He said, Him that cometh to Him, He in no wise cast out. He'll keep us. So we see the plan, we see the promise, but we need the power. Amen. Make that work. We've got to have the power to hold it all together. In Nahemiah chapter 1, verse 3, he said, God is slow to anger and great in power. I thought about that when I thought he said He's slow to anger and great in power. You know, it'd take a great big God to be slow to anger. Amen. It'd take a power for Almighty God not to get upset with you and I. Amen. It would take a great big God not to smack me in the head and kill me. Amen. A powerful God, amen. But because of His power, praise God, He's slow to anger. He don't get upset easy. Amen. He don't look down on us in our shenanigans, in our lives, and say, you know what, how stupid's that? He may think it. Amen. So why in the world would I just seen the Father look up and say, why in the world would they want to do that? What are they thinking? The Lord said, they're not. He said, Father, forgive them. They're not thinking. Amen. They're running on them primeval instincts again. They're not thinking, they're not comprehending, they're not knowing, amen, what's right. He said, forgive them for they know not what they do. Amen. Ain't that what He said from the cross? He said, forgive them, they know not what they do. They don't understand what's going on. They don't understand what needs to happen. Amen. But we see the power, slow to anger and great in power. You say, well, how do you know he's got power? Because Matthew 28:18 said he has all power is given unto me. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He said, I have all the power. Amen. If I'm going to put my faith and my trust in something, I'm going to put it in him. Because I don't know about you, I like to be a winner. But then I hate losing. I'm a bad loser. Amen. I'm just straight up. I'm honest. I do not like to lose. I'm competitive. I do not like to lose. I like to win. I like to be on a winning team. And if I'm going to do this, praise God, I'm going to do it for the right cause. I'm going to do it for the right one, praise God, because I realize where the power is. Amen. If I'm going to play softball, Brother Rex, I'm going to get on a team that's got the biggest boys on it. Or girls. I've seen some girls that smack a softball plumb across the fence. Amen. I'm going to get on the winning team. I'm going to get the one with the most power, praise God. And look, maybe for a little bit of speed thrown in there. Just for good measure. Amen. In case you need to run just a little bit further, a little bit faster. Praise God. Amen. Picking a side, glory be God. We need to pick a side, praise God, not church, and figure out whose side we're on. Yeah, right. Amen. And with childlike faith, get on that side and stay on it, praise God. Realizing, glory be God, no matter what happens around it, no matter the controversy, no matter the highs or lows, praise God, God is consistent and He'll bring us through. And He's already promised us victory. Amen. Power, praise God. Power. Heaven and earth. Amen. John chapter 17, he says he has a power over the flesh. Amen. John chapter 17, verse 1, Jesus said, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Now watch verse 2. He says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. Wow. That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Amen. Why I'm on the Jesus side is because he's got power over all flesh. Amen. In other words, when we surrender ourselves to him, when we trust him wholeheartedly, praise God, he has the power to overcome this flesh. Our flesh gives us problems, but He says, I have all power. He says, I have the power to overcome even your flesh. Now listen, your flesh ain't saved. Your soul is saved. That inward man is saved. Your flesh give you a fit, but Jesus said, I have power over all flesh. Amen. Glory, praise God. He can take care of me. And He can take care of my soul. He can take care of my flesh. He can take me the way that He wants me to go, and He can keep me from going the way He wants to keep me from going. In other words, He can put me where He needs me to be. Amen. Soul, spirit, flesh, the whole works. Amen. The power over flesh. But the biggest thing about that power, coming to the Lord with childlike faith for power, is that He's able to give us power over the devil. Amen. In Acts chapter 26, Paul's telling the story of where he was on the road to Damascus. In Acts chapter 26, verse 15, or verse 14, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And his heart did kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. Ain't you glad God's got a purpose? To make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. Now watch what he says. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. So God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I have the power to turn people from Satan, from the devil, and turn them to God. So if I'm going to put my trust in something, I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. Amen. Because He's got power to turn me away from devil and devilish things and turn me toward God and Godward things. Amen. Paul said, that's what God... Now this is, if you got your Bible turned over here, this is red writing. This is what Jesus said. Amen. He said, I've given you power. I have the power to turn you from the devil, from devilish things to godly things. that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So what he says, if we just put our whole trust and faith and life in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we can move on, just put our faith there and trust Him just like little children. Amen. Moving on and trusting the faith of a child. Praise God. Childlike faith. So we see the plan, we see the promise, we see the power, but we need His presence. The presence of God to help us along the way. We can't do this by ourselves. Amen. We get caught up. But if you look at Exodus chapter 33, Moses is getting ready to go into Israel, getting ready to take them out to resume the trip. And the Lord's telling him, you know, what's going to take place. And he says in verse 12, Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. So God, Moses said, you know me by name. You said, I found grace in your sight. He said, I want to know who you're going to send with me. This unruly crowd, this bunch that you sent me out of here with, he said, who's going to help me? And verse 13 said, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy ways, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight and consider that this nation is thy people. He said, I want to know, praise God, if you're going to bring them out, that they belong to you. Amen? And he said, my presence, now watch this, God speaks to him, and God says, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. In other words, God said, I'll take the load off of you. Amen? He said, I'll go with you, and I'll take the load, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace about this thing. Amen? And he said unto him, in thy presence go not, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. He said, Lord, if you're not going to go with me, just leave us where we are. Amen? But praise God, if God's going with us, praise God, His presence is with us. Amen? We can press on with childlike faith, trusting Him, because He said He promised He would be there. Amen. Amen. He said, for wherein all shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight, is it not in that thou goest with us, so shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. He said, well, if we're going to go with you, then we just need to be separated from everybody else. He said, we need to get cut down on the confusion. Amen. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Amen. He said, I'm going to get all the adversary, everything else out of the way. He said, you're going to be a peculiar people. And he said, I'm going to go with you. The thing about this reason, I went back to Exodus, if God says something in the very beginning, guess what? It carries the same thing, same meaning all the way through. And if God promised He's going to go with us, praise God, it carries the essence all the way through. So if we're with God, He's with us, and He's going to take us all the way through. He's going to help us to be separate. He's going to keep us, praise God, for Himself. So He's made us a promise. He made Him a promise. He said, I'll separate you and I'll go with you. Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing as also as thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. He said, I know who you are. I know what you're saying. And he said, I promise that I will go with you, praise the Lord. Amen. He said, he says, Moses, I know where you're at. I know what you're thinking. I know what you need. He said, I'm with you. Amen. We're on the same page. We're going in the same direction. Amen. I promise I'll not leave you, but I'll be with you. And guess what? He was. He stayed with him. Why? Because Moses, with a childlike faith, he said, Lord, with a childlike faith, he said, we'll move forward. I'm just going to put my faith, trust in you. What if you say you'll go with me, then we're just going to head out. Praise God. He left out of Ur of the Chaldees not knowing where he'd go. Amen? Not knowing where he went. The Lord said, just go. Moses, he took off. Went. Amen? He went. Praise the Lord. That's what we got to do, just with childlike faith, step out and say, Lord, as long as your presence is with me. Amen. So he had a plan, he had a promise, he had power, and he has a presence. And that presence, he said, would be with us wherever we are, because he's promised he'd never leave us. So we have a blessed hope in him if we just step out with a childlike faith. Amen. Just step forward, take off with a childlike faith, believing and trusting in the Lord. He'll take us all the way to where we need to be. And he'll take us one day into his presence. Will be there with me. He said, I would that they be with me where I am. That's what his desire is. So if that's His desire for you and I, guess where we're going to end up? Where He is in a little while. Amen.